Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this week's editorials with a update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU, and on the OTC markets under the symbol PRCNF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, we're following up on a news release that came out at the tail end of last week on Thursday, January 7th. It is some more drill results from this NG Gold project, these coming from the Boeing Gold Deposit Zone. Now, the headline number, 1.27 grams per ton gold over 27 meters. There are also some other highlighted drill holes of 1.41 grams per ton gold over 14 meters, and another hole, 0.65 grams per ton gold over 22 meters. Take us through some more details on these drill results, please.
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. Thanks a lot for the intro. So we put these results out last week. 25 holes focused on our Boeing deposit. I think one of the keys with these holes is, again, these holes were shallow holes focused on the oxide. So the bulk of the results that we have out that you've highlighted are in that oxide zone, which again means they're heap leach material, which is lower cost mining. And one of the other keys is, and I've spoken about this on your show in the past, is at Boeing, we have a significant gap zone, which if your listeners are looking at our presentation on our website, slide 14 highlights that gap zone. So it's about a 800 meter gap that was never previously drilled. The anomalies and soil sampling that we have done across Boeing showed that there was mineralization with that work that was done. And ultimately, this drilling was primarily focused on that gap zone and ultimately has proven up that there is mineralization throughout that, with the view and supports our view that ultimately over time this will just become one large pit filling in that gap area and ultimately becoming one large pit over time, with the deposit still remaining open along strike both to the north and the south. And we will continue to drill out along strike, as well as I've discussed in the past, one of the big opportunities is for us to start drilling deeper and into those sulfides, and remains completely open at depth.
So is it fair to say then, Luke, that this gap zone and the results that you're seeing here, this could very well just be the low-hanging fruit, some near-term easier ounces to add to the overall resource?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been part of our drilling strategy is, you know, continue to focus on our resource areas, Boeing, Siyum, and Nyam. We're currently drilling over at Siyum, one of those gap zones, which, again, if you're looking at the presentation, you can see it's about a half kilometer wide gap zone that we're focused on at the moment. And we'll look to hopefully fill that in the same way that we've just filled in this Boeing gap zone. And we view that as lower risk exploration, which will ultimately add meaningful ounces to our overall resource over time. And then the, you know, more call it high risk or high opportunity drilling is some of the stuff that we drill at depth, as well as a number of the other targets spread across our property that we're going to be drilling for the first time ever as part of this 58,000 meter program.
So also a couple things to note about these drill results is they are pretty close to surface. The headline hole is from 27 meters downhole to 54 meters. The 1.41 grams per ton gold result, that's from 55 meters downhole. These are, again, near surface, and it's also noted that this is in the oxide zone. How important and how does that compare to that overall resource that you're hoping to just build on here?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things we're very fortunate about at our Enchi project and with these Boeing results, it further highlights that is that we've got very thick oxides. So at Boeing, we're looking at about 75, 80 meter thick oxides. So from a mining perspective, that means that they're amenable to heap leaching. And ultimately, that means it's a much lower capital intense way of mining. So the grades don't need to be as high high when you're mining oxides, and so that's a real benefit for us and something that really distinguishes this project in terms of the thickness of those oxides and the amount of material that we've been able to find within that oxide zone. If you look at our total 1.22 million ounce resource to date, 75% of that resource sits within the oxides, and an additional 20% sits in the transitional zone. That transitional zone from early work that we've done also seems to be amenable to heap leach mining. So again, having that kind of material is one of the real benefits for us. And over time, as we start to drill deeper, we'll get into those sulfides as well.
Okay. And just so everybody understands, the oxides are really key to starting up a mine, a lower cost mine, and getting some cash flow in. So obviously having this oxide material is nice to see, and hopefully you can continue to grow on that. When it comes to the overall program, then, I see that it's noted that just under 25% of the program has been released. And again, this is a 58,000 meter drill program. What updates can you give us on the continued drilling occurring now?
Yeah, so to date, we've released about 13 or just under 14,000 meters of drill results of our 58,000 meter program. So that represents 80 of a planned just over 400 holes. So about 25%. We will continue to put batches of results out every 3 or 4 weeks for the next number of months. So expect lots of news flow from that perspective. Specifically on the drilling front, today we've got 2 RC rigs drilling. So as I mentioned, drilling that gap zone at Cium, focused on those nearer surface oxide ounces, as well as an RC rig drilling at Quatrochrome, where we had very good results at the end of 2020, and we're doing follow-up drilling with the goal of ultimately bringing that as into the resource category and proving up a pit at Quatrochrome. We've got the first diamond rig, which arrived in December, and that is drilling its first deep hole on our project. So we're putting our first hole below the current kind of drilling that we've done with the RC rig at Boeing, and we're targeting kind of 250 to 350 meters. And then we've got 2 additional diamond rigs showing up in the next couple of rigs, and those will also be focused on drilling some deeper holes, getting into those sulfides, where typically with these type of greenstone hosted deposits, it's where you find the higher grades. So we're really excited for the first time ever to be drilling some deep holes on this project, and that just started a few weeks ago, and we'll ramp up once we get these additional 2 rigs. So call it by the end of January, we're going to have 5 rigs turning and ultimately pushing to get that 58,000 meters completed over the next few months.
Okay. Yeah. So still just a lot of drilling and that whole aspect of some of these deeper holes too. It's something you and I covered in that webinar, which the recording will be released tomorrow too. So everyone can get some more information on this drill program and an understanding of these gap zones within the known resource areas and also the exploration potential. You outlined all of that in the webinar. Let's also talk about the metallurgical testing results that are included in this news release. Some of these met tests report 89.4% average gold recoveries. What's important about this? Please simplify.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Thanks for bringing that up. So yeah, just kind of 89, 90% met results. We did 49 bottle tests, a combination of material from Boeing and Cium. And what's significant about it is that we're seeing consistency across both deposits in terms of the material, and that the material really in terms of recoveries is not changing much with grade. So for a heap leach project, having real consistent material across your deposits is something that you really want, and these results, we're extremely happy with them, and we'll continue to do further met testing as we go. But again, it speaks to the quality of the deposits and ultimately that they're very good deposits for heap leaching on a go-forward basis. So that's something that we're very excited about.
Okay, and I think what's important to outline, too, is that MET testing is needed to really just confirm that the project can move forward if it were to be built into a mine, right? The MET test, you can get some bad news out of it if you don't get good recoveries, but if you get the recoveries in this 90% area, then that does just give you the, I guess, emphasis or the ability to continue to advance and understand that this can be mined if it does get to that stage, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to break it down simply, I mean, recoveries are as important as grade. I mean, if you get a 10 additional percent on your grades, let's say you go from a gram to 1.1 grams per ton, but your MET, you know, falls from 0.9 to 0.8, you know, simplistically, you've added 10% on the grade, but you've lost 10% on the recovery, you're net flat. So yes, absolutely. Having good metallurgical recoveries is key to any project, and hence the reason why it's something that you know, we feel necessary, and all companies feel necessary to release to the market. And all of that will feed into our PEA, which we're ultimately targeting to have out by the end of Q1, beginning of Q2, and ultimately that's something that those economic reports take into account, is that metallurgical recovery rates.
Okay, perfect. Well, Luke, I appreciate the update. Again, the recording of the webinar is going to go live tomorrow, so I really recommend taking some time and listening to that full webinar. We do answer a lot of questions, and again, Luke really does dive into the overall goals and process of this 58,000 meter drill program. Luke, I appreciate your time. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Luke, I'll follow up with you as we get some more drill results. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Corey.